Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to Clutch My Pearls, a podcast where I, Emily, learn all about the spicy books that my friends read. As always, I'm joined with Vanessa and Barbara. Hi.
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 That was good. That was loud. Yeah. We heard you.
How are y'all doing today?
Doing good. Feeling nervous.
Yeah. Is it because you're presenting today?
I mean, yeah, always, but especially today.
Why are you so nervous?
No particular reason.
Before we get into the book, I have a confession to make about last week.
Oh.
Only because Emily does the aesthetic video.
Yes.
The Three Men and a Little Baby.
Yeah, and she does research on our books after the fact.
Uh-huh. And then scolds us for not knowing.
Because I didn't get a detail. Yeah.
Yes.
So I forgot to mention in the book that they go to New York.
All right. It's sad.
That's okay.
It was towards
Where
the end
were
of...
they from? Where did they live?
London.
So what was it like being, you know, for them to be in New York as a little family?
Well, they don't all go. Only the boys go for like a gaming convention. But it was like towards the end of the book.
They just abandon the baby with the nanny slash mom.
No, they take the baby and they leave the nanny. Because they're like, we can do it on our own. We don't need you.
Gaming? Like what kind of gaming?
The guy made mobile games.
Did you tell me that?
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
I believe you, but also I don't remember it at all.
Is that what...
Jack. He was a gaming nerd.
Oh, I remember he was like nerdy. Oh, gaming. But it wasn't like he makes mobile games.
Yes.
I didn't know he was a developer.
He is a developer.
Yeah, but I didn't know that.
I thought I said that. Anyways, okay. Well,
hey,
two confessions.
I wasn't listening.
Yeah. Surprise.
I wasn't taking anything in. I heard it, and then it just went right back out.
Anyways, wanted you to know that.
Do you think he made 2048? Remember that one, 2048?
What's 2048?
Oh, my God. You don't know that game? I'm a gamer. That's the only thing
I
do.
I'm a gamer girl.
Gamer girl. Yeah. It's like the little 2 + 2 = 4, and then the blocks, and they all like, you with me?
The mobile game.
Yeah. Jack made it.
Vanessa's really big into mobile game. Do you think that he developed the one that you play all the time?
Why are you bringing up?
I got you.
Uh-oh.
She's like number 2 in the world about it.
No, I'm not.
What is it?
No, it's not. We're fucking not important.
Okay, well then I'll do you a favor and say, do you remember when we went on honeymoon?
We went on your honeymoon, yeah.
The first time I ever played it was on the plane.
Ah.
Because we usually fly Southwest because, no thank you, and we went on the fancy plane that had the screen, and I saw someone playing it, and Eric was like, oh yeah, here's how you play.
American.
Oh yeah.
She's like, it was fancy. Elite.
They do have games.
I need to play those games next time I fly.
Oh, Bernie plays them all the time.
Wow, we've constantly. Been a Delta family lately.
And ooh. Then we do the one where you find the hidden objects.
Sure.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, remember when we did that at the bar?
Yes.
That was fun.
It was with naked ladies.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your confession.
Yes.
I appreciate it. I feel like the story has gotten deeper.
Yes.
Yes.
What are we going to do this week?
What will I be confessing next week? Let's see. Let's find out.
Let's see what you forget.
We're doing a little book called Ice Planet Barbarians.
Oh, I've heard of this one.
You're so excited.
Everybody always is like,
Whenever I talk about choosing Theo,
yes,
everybody would be like, "I just want to burn it," and I'm like, "Yeah, I know, I've heard of it."
Oh shit! Okay, so I know nothing about it other than this is something that people talk about.
Yes,
like I hear other people who are into these books be like, "Oh, like, do you read like Eggplants by Baines?"
And there's a ton of them, right?
Yes, there's like.
They're kind of short, too, right?
Yeah. This one's only 188 pages.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
It's, yeah.
So is this more, because the other ones that people talk about are like Court of Thorns and Roses series, Fourth Wing.
Yep.
Whatever the other one is that she makes. You know, whatever the one that just gave glass.
Sarah J. Maas writes all of those books.
Right. Did she write Fourth Wing?
No, I was joking.
But like the other one that she wrote that just came out, everyone was
Crescent City. Which I still have not read, which is
weird. Wow.
Because usually I read it like day one, done. Yeah. And I still haven't read it because we've talked about this. The world building is such that I'm like, I can't remember anything.
Right. Yeah.
So I just do it. Is Ice Planet Barbarians, is that closer on the scale to those sort of books or closer to like Neon Gods, kind of like those worlds, but like, or, you know, they're not as much plot or world building.
Okay. It is farther down the scale than Neon Gods.
Okay.
I'm going to try.
But not quite like Satan and, you know, like.
Closer to that.
Oh.
This is not. I'm going to try to not yuck anyone's yum, but this is yucky.
Oh, my God.
Like, in choosing Theo, I've heard that the later books get a little bit more, like, interspecies, but they're very, like, humanoid.
Yeah.
But Ice Planet Barbarians is not.
No. So there's, like,
no.
They're blue, right?
They're blue. There's a whole lot to them.
Like,
but,
Smurfs?
But,
Smurfs!
What was that? Martha's Vineyard was the one who was talking about that book. She was one of our one-star reviews, and she was, like, furious because they mentioned Smurfs.
Because she liked the Smurfs, right?
No, she hated them.
Oh, right. She had a thing with Smurfs.
Yeah.
A Smurf trauma.
Yes.
Who doesn't?
Relatable. Anyway, Ice Planet Barbarians is, sure, it's smut. This is erotica.
Okay.
That's fine. Great. Go for it. It's just, having now done the episode on choosing Theo, mm-hmm. I had read Ice Planet Barbarians when it was first like blowing up on TikTok like a year or two ago, whenever that was, and I was like, okay, what the hell? What is this?
Yeah,
right. Because everyone went, why is everyone? It's like Drake's dick. Everyone went, I have to see it. Like,
except for Barbara.
Except for Barbara.
Yes, because I learned my lesson with Ice Planet Barbarians.
I don't want to know what everybody's looking at.
Yeah, I read it, and it's not my
yum.
It's not for me.
It's not your yum, but, you know, everybody's got different things.
Yes.
You know? So, are there, how many books are in these series? Like, in the.
That's a really good question that if someone were presenting the book, they should know the answer.
But is it, like, more than three?
Yeah.
Less it's than like 20? 20. Oh, it's like 20. Shit. 20.
Yeah. Well, because they're short.
That's what I was going to ask. Are they all
they're shorter.
Pretty
yeah.
short?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, when you say that these are erotica, is it, like, it's just straight to fucking. Like.
Okay, speaking of that, I do want to say, sincerely and seriously, there's another trigger warning for this one.
Uh-huh.
In the first 10 pages, it's non-consensual, it's
okay.
graphic, stay away, do your thing, avoid it, it's in there.
Okay. So if you start on page 11?
Sure, try like page 13, just in case.
Okay.
I don't remember, but...
So that will not count towards our first coming,
no,
either?
No.
There was no coming.
No. But it's erotica in the sense of, like, it's not very well done.
Okay.
It's not meant to be taken seriously.
It's porn way more than plot.
It is plot in the sense that, like, stuff happens. Like, it's they go, just like choosing Theo, these women are, like, kidnapped, and then they end up on a planet. And, like, oh, my God, they're all having sex, you know?
So,
like,
okay.
There's, like, world building in the sense that, like, it's ice planet. It's an icy planet. Like, it's science fiction, but it's not, yeah, it is, like, one-dimensional.
With it being an icy planet, do they talk about how hard their nipples are the whole time?
Oh, my God.
I feel like that would come out.
I feel like more, you're absolutely right. I feel like it's more, oh, there is a scene. Yeah. When she goes to bathe in the stream, it's like, oh, wow, her nipples are so hard. and there are other times that the nipples are hard for different reasons. But yeah, her teeth are chattering a lot.
Oh.
Let me read you the synopsis.
Okay,
how about that?
Okay. Ice Planet Barbarians. Everyone always talks about it. I'm excited to learn.
I don't know if we can include this, but Meg.
Yeah.
I think has read like all of them.
I think that she's mm-hmm. the one that has told me about them, where like whenever I'll be like, oh, they read it, like that she'll be like, Ice Planet Barbarians. Like, I think, like, talking about the absurd ones.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's the key to this, if you read it, is, like, be down for the bit. It's a little like ridiculous. Satan. Just go in and see what happens.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you read this, Vanessa? Mm-mm.
Ooh. And I hadn't read Choosing Theo, so that's nice. Okay, Ice Planet Barbarians by Ruby Dixon. It's 188 pages. It came out in 2015.
Ah, classic.
Oh my God. Classic. We're going
read
old
school. Read
it next
to the fireplace with a hot toddy.
This is a, like, Kindle One.
I couldn't find it online.
Oh my God.
Okay. You'd think being abducted by aliens would be the worst thing that could happen to me, and you'd be wrong, because now the aliens are having ship trouble and they've left their cargo of human women, including me, on an ice planet, and the only native inhabitant I've met, he's big, horned, blue, and really, really has a thing for me. Ooh. Dot, dot, dot. That's it.
Oh, wow. That is the freaking shortest synopsis.
Yeah, I know.
And we didn't interrupt one time.
We're not here to fuck around. We're here to fuck around. You know what I mean?
Okay. I like that. I like that. So, 188 pages.
Yes.
23.
Page
37.
Oh.
We had to take a little... There had to be some world building.
Right. She had to show up. She had to get there. So
she had to be cold.
Yeah.
Wait, so someone takes advantage of the main character in the beginning of the book?
No.
Okay.
She witnesses one of the other women.
Get manhandled by the people that abducted them?
Yes. Who are not the ice planet people. Romantic interests.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So
it's like a group of smugglers.
Just like in Choosing Theo.
It's smuggler the group aliens. Of aliens.
Okay. Yeah, they were smuggled by some other species for the Clicanians, or I don't remember what they're called. Mm-hmm. And then they were dropped there you go. On the island.
So are these the love the interests? Are they called barbarians, like Ice Planet Barbarians, or do they have a certain name?
They have a name that's like Sakui?
Sakqueef?
It's S-A-hyphen.
What was that?
Sakqueef?
Sakqueef.
Yeah, they're called Sakqueefs.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
It's spelled a little differently, but I'm pretty sure that's what it translates to as well.
Okay, cool. So what are the...
That's probably what she calls them. Who calls them barbarians?
The author?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. So that's just like a blanket statement for who they all are.
Yeah.
Because I do, over the different books, do they go into different species, or the interest always the same alien type?
Smart
or
guys.
Species?
I'm not sure. We'd have to phone a friend and ask Meg.
Okay. Oh, so you've only read this one?
I've only read the first one.
Okay.
And now I've read it twice, and I don't even know about that. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it would just be, because the planet that they go to, they are the only inhabitants of it. Because in the lengthy synopsis, it talks about how the smuggler aliens had ship trouble. So they just
left
they
them
like
there.
Eject your seat, get rid of the cargo.
Mm. They and crash, then they drop into
that
the...
part crashes on romantic interests, the Sakqueefs planet. And that's how they all hook up.
So the little smugglers, they're not from that planet.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Now I'm picturing them as like the little Ewoks in Star Wars.
Well, they're bad guys, so why would you picture the cuties?
They are cuties.
Sure.
But maybe the ones that aren't, what are the other ones that you just see the eyes and like, me, 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 but they're not the little, right.
Yoda?
Like,
I don't know.
The little bears. Mm-hmm. So I'm picturing the ones that everyone's going to be like, they're this, whatever. Not the cutie little bears. Maybe a few little cutie bears. I don't know.
Just
but if they're bad, but like, but yeah, the ones that are like in the little robe. Everything I know about Star Wars, I learned from Family Guy, so I don't know.
Beautiful. Love it.
But they're in like a little robe, and you can just see the little eyes, and it's still the same sort of like, me, 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 me.
Yeah, I don't know. Who
so, yeah, that's what I'm picturing. Okay. I'll include it in the
like,
aesthetic
I'll say
video.
It's accurate. I have wonderful. I also have not seen Star Wars. I've seen part of a couple of them. I think I've seen one. It doesn't matter. I don't know anything about it. But there are a lot of references in the book to Star Wars.
Oh.
Oh, that's because that's like all she... Like, references.
Yes.
Like,
the character. The character is like, oh, this looks like the planet Hoth. And one of the other women goes, Hoth didn't have a moon, and it was actually closest. And so she goes, so we'll call it not Hoth.
Oh, my God. That's like me with the Ewoks. Like, no, they're too cute.
No, that's wrong. But, okay. Because the smuggler aliens, there's the little green men. That's literally how they're described. So, close enough.
Sure.
And then there's the security guys who have guns, and they're like, she calls them basketball head because their skin looks like basketballs. And they're not.
Oh.
They're
like
not
orange and textured?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, is there, wasn't there like a guy? God, everyone's going to be yelling at me.
Oh, yay.
Who, isn't there like a Marvel character that's like, looks like he's made out of rocks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to picture that. That person's in my head now.
I think it's Sawqueef. It's his name. It's his Marvel. That's Sawqueef, his super name. Yeah.
So are the love interests, they have basketball skin?
No.
That's just other people.
That was security for the smugglers.
Yeah. Mm, okay.
Yeah.
So they...
Love interest is blue.
He is blue.
With horns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like avatars.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
There was a 1-star review that was like, Avatar made me think that I would love this. So yeah, I feel like it's pretty close.
Okay. So their little box gets dumped and they're like, fuck, you know, does it open up or are they still locked in?
It opens up.
Okay.
Can I back up and ask you two a question?
Ooh, please. Mm.
Do we remember when Ice Planet Barbarians, everyone was talking about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't read. We decided we're going to take the healthy choice and not read this book.
Well, I think I've only been reading Smut since January 2023.
You missed, right? The cutoff, and I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. But I think I had already read Choosing Theo, yeah, and everybody was telling me that it was, whenever I would describe it, they'd be like, oh, that's Ice Planet Barbarians. And I was like, okay. And I was like, well, I don't really need to read it then.
Yeah.
And I mean, I saw that the books were like super small, mm-hmm, and I figured it was kind of more on the not so serious side. And not that, yes, I don't read, yes, those, but I'm just saying, like, I committed. Choosing Theo was a long book.
Yeah. Choosing Theo took itself more seriously than this one.
Yes.
Okay.
Having, yeah, not read it, I just doing the episode, which, yeah, what was that? Episode 7, 6?
Something, yeah, like early.
Check it out. Let us know, listeners. But our number one fans, Bernie.
And I remember that one had so much, and I felt like I was just like talking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, mm-hmm.
No, it's like,
just teasing.
No,
I've been voted off the podcast.
I'm teasing. No, I really felt like it was a lot, but yeah. I think that's one of the reasons why I decided not to read Ice Planet Barbarians. And I had read already like 3 or 4 books into that series.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I was like, there's too many aliens in my head already. I don't
know. Right.
You totally valid. Yeah. And everyone goes, oh, it's this. And you're like, well, I've done that. So
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I tried it. I don't remember when it was, 2021 or something like that, but yeah, my headspace was still like, the world is ending, which isn't much different than it is now, but I was like, alien smut, let's go.
Yeah.
Did you go through an alien smut phase, or was it, you just kind of did this and you're like, I'm mm-mm, good, mm-mm, not for me.
No.
Oh, but you know what? This might be good for when I need to like hit my book.
Oh,
that, yeah, is what a lot of the 1-star reviews were saying.
I, like, was just trying to get my quota, like, for the end of the year.
yeah. I, jumping ahead actually to the 1-star reviews, Eric was not yelling at me because he doesn't do that, but I was like, Eric, because this book took off. Everyone knew about it. They, yeah, all read it. So there's a lot of 1-star reviews, yeah, and I have like 15. Like, I couldn't decide. And then, wow, he was like, just choose the best 5. And I'm like,
choose the best 5.
Anyway, but yeah, there are a couple on here that they were like, I didn't think I would ever publicly acknowledge this book, but I want to make my Goodreads end of year quota, so here we are.
Here we are.
I upped mine by 50 books, so, ooh, I definitely might need, ooh, to, yeah, read some Ice Planet Barbarians.
With this, though, you definitely, you'll get it.
Yeah.
So this is the first in the series.
Yes.
And the box comes down, explodes.
Okay, so backing up, Georgie.
Oh, right, Carruthers. Character names.
Yes, Georgie.
Ooh. Georgie, okay.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, mm-hmm, you're into it. I'm not as much.
What is her real name?
Georgie.
Okay, so it's not like Georgia or something?
Yeah. I mean, we have a friend whose kid is named Georgie.
Do we?
Oh, boy or girl?
Girl.
Okay. It's adorable. I love that name.
Oh.
Oh, Georgie.
Let's edit this out. She doesn't listen.
She doesn't listen, but it's... well, she should.
That's what you get.
I just don't... Okay, well, here we go. I don't want to talk about somebody named Georgie. Fucking.
Yeah. Like, that's true. It, to me, it says little kid.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. More I think than... that's why I say yuck, is because it's not a sexy... Oh, well, I don't know. Just digging it deeper.
We'll grow into it. Everybody has their names. Everybody has their things.
And... My name is literally Barbara, so who the fuck am I to know? But,
so Georgie.
She is a bank teller, and she is 22, and she lives in Orlando, Florida.
Uh-huh.
And she goes to bed on a Tuesday night and has crazy dreams, and then wakes up, and she's like, uh-oh, I am in a cage.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of women huddled up in the corner, and it smells like an absolute fucking sewer in here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Side note. I can tell that you spoke to your mother before this podcast.
Fuck.
It is really shining through a little.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
What did I do? I don't even notice it. Am I gesturing a lot?
No, it's just like, so, she's a bank teller.
Let me tell you.
Let me tell you about it.
Marissa Tomei is seated here with us.
Oh my.
Were you talking to your mom before you came here?
Hi, Diane. Hi,
Diane.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so she passes, because I started notice accent,
took you out.
But how did she get from bank teller to when she was in there and it's a stinky box?
She falls asleep, wakes up. What the fuck? It smells really bad in here.
But was she at work or was she at home?
She was at home.
She was asleep.
Oh,
great. I got distracted.
She was fucking asleep.
Astrology corner of the podcast. There's an Aries moon right now.
What does that mean?
It means that you guys are ready to fucking go.
Oh, shit. Leave that
the truth. You feel a feeling? Follow through. Anyway.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm. Follow through. Anyways. She wakes up. Stinky box.
She's in, I know you're going to ask, she's in a little tank top and shorts, sleep set.
Not hers, or it was hers? It's what she went to sleep in.
It's hers. Okay. They throw her in a cage. She wakes up. There's women. It's not looking good. And then she's like, oh, my God, like, overwhelmed. And
Does she see any aliens at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
They hold, like, chloroform, essentially, over her, and she passes out again.
Ugh, I'm ready. Take me out.
She wakes up. Honestly, at that point, I would love to be unconscious because I would like to just forget.
Yeah.
She wakes up again, and she meets Liz, one of the other women. And Liz is like, here's the deal. It's not looking good. We're all 22. None of us are have any, like, health issues, and none of us are pregnant.
Wow.
Great. There's like eight of them. They're all American and there's one Canadian.
Okay.
I tried so hard to get like some of the innocuous details that are very important to some of us here.
I need to know. Yeah, but now I'm listening. I'm tuned in.
Aries moon. Oh, I did talk to my mom. Aries.
Aries.
Anyway.
Aries.
One of the women who's been there the longest is named Kira. And she has a translator that was, like, attached to her ear
This is literally choosing Theo.
Is it?
Really?
This is so crazy.
How long has she been in the box?
Liz has been there, like, 2 weeks.
Whoa!
And she tells Georgie that she thinks that Kira's been there the longest, so longer than 2 weeks. I'm not exactly
because
sure.
Because she's got the little earpiece.
They put the little earpiece in her, and she's the only one who can understand what the aliens are saying.
So then she's telling everybody else.
She's telling, here's what I hear, but they can't communicate beyond that.
So are they all, you said they're all American and one Canadian, but where's Georgie living currently, did they say?
She was
Orlando.
Vanessa is going to fight you. She's going to throw
something at you. She's mad because I wasn't listening.
Vanessa, don't listen for a second. Keep doing this because I want to see how it escalates.
Just knock my shit over and crawl over there.
My Aries moon is popcorn. What can we get them to do?
Eating popcorn out of the dune. Popcorn.
Look at them. Oh my God.
It's too expensive. We can't afford it.
Wait, is this book like Dune? I haven't seen it, so I'm going to say yes.
Is there a sandworm?
The only thing I know about Dune is that there's a popcorn bucket that looks like a fleshlight that people get popcorn in.
Love it. Also, Zendaya is in it.
Oh.
It's a good movie. Ooh.
Okay.
What does Georgie look like?
Great question.
Thank you.
She is pale skin and brown curly hair.
Ooh. Okay.
Marissa Tomei?
Hey. Sure.
Could be anything.
I'm going to think about it.
You think about it. Let me know.
22.
Taylor Swift, feeling 22. All my favorite things are coming up on this.
I'm thinking like Maude Apatow. I think I just saw an article about her.
Mm, she's cute.
She's young. She's in Euphoria. I don't watch that, but I saw her in an Architectural Digest.
You know who's in Euphoria?
Zendaya.
Hey. I need to settle down. Okay. I am a married woman.
You crush on her so much.
Oh my God, yeah. Come on. Anyway, okay.
So she's in there. Everyone else is in there.
Yes. And Kira can translate, and Georgie is like, okay, I don't want to just accept that this is it for us. So,
are people crying? Is it like dark? Is it scary? Where's Kira from?
Unknown. American, okay. I'm guessing.
Like, it's just something where they're like, yeah, we were in New York last week, and now they're picking up people along the way.
She's from New York.
She's from New York.
Hey.
Is that true, or are you just telling me that?
No, she's from New York.
Oh. She's just telling me that.
For our listeners, Vanessa just winked at me. Vanessa's lying.
She's lying to go, sure, it doesn't fucking matter.
This is one of those, like, choose-your-own-adventure coloring books. You can go ahead and decide what you want. Because we only have 188 pages. So if you have questions for me that I don't know, Vanessa's got you.
Ooh, I like this.
Finger guns.
So how many girls are in there currently?
Oh, like eight, God. But there's also Vanessa is, she's going to, there's going to be, I need literal popcorn.
Did you say it already?
No.
Okay.
I'm just like, what?
Well, I'm picturing, are there eight people or are there like 70 people? Like that's, there's I'm eight, thinking of the box however, situation.
There's more pods or something.
There are women that are in pods that are just sort of like unconscious and unaware of what's going on. And there are eight conscious women who are in the cage.
Okay. So when you wake up, you get put in the cage.
They haven't woken up from their chloroform naps.
They're separate.
Yeah.
They're like different cargo. I'm not sure why they're in pods. They don't really go into it. And maybe they didn't, I didn't remember it. But
okay,
yeah. Since you can just choose. Correct. Vanessa, you were right as usual. So intuitive.
What is it? Sleep stasis or something?
Yes. They're hibernating.
Oh, little wookies.
They've probably been there too long. They got to put them on ice.
Sure.
So
Georgie is like, I'm not just going to accept that this is my life.
You got to fight back.
We've got to fight back. Oh, also the reason.
She's not like the other girls.
Of
course not.
The reason it smells in there is because there's nowhere to go to the bathroom except for a bucket.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but me, you want me to, a bucket? Can someone just take me out? Just end me now. And yeah. So like, you guys can just have one less person to feed. No, yeah. Don't worry about it. Like,
yeah. I don't know. I think I would just hold it. I mean, do they feed them? What do they give them?
They give them seaweed bars and water.
Nope. I would just not eat. I don't. Yeah. I mean, I drink water, but I don't want to eat seaweed.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't eat or drink anything they gave me. Honestly.
Because then you'd have to poop.
Not only that, but what are they giving me?
Yeah. None of it's very good, but it smells really bad.
Yeah.
And it's described as, the author used, I wrote it down, but I don't even know where my notebook is. It's piss, shit, vomit, sweat, cocktail.
That sounds about right. That's kind of what I'm envisioning.
Yucky. Yeah.
Sounds like a porta potty.
Yeah. I'm like smelling a porta potty for sure.
Yeah. So Georgie decides we have to fight back. Okay. We're going to try to distract one of the guards. The basketball heads who has a gun, and we're gonna try to distract him. We have to make sure that Kira is safe because she is the translator, so we need to be able to understand things.
Yeah.
So Georgie volunteers to be the distraction to like antagonize the guard, so he'll try to come into the thing, and then they'll all rush him. Is the plan?
Mm.
Does not go as planned.
Oh.
Georgie distracts him. She spits on him from the bars of the cage, and he's pissed, much like Vanessa is, and is ready to attack you.
I'm not going to attack.
Yet.
You know what someone who was going to attack would say? That.
Yeah.
So, Georgie then goes, I know, I'll throw the bucket contents at him to further distract him and discombobulate him. So she picks it up, slops them on her arms. Thank you. Yep.
This is the trigger warning you really should have gave.
Listen,
I could have taken the other part.
one of the 1-star reviews is someone saying the best part of this book was the content warning. Just don't read it. Anyway, yeah, it's pretty disgusting. I don't know if this is like a kink or what, and I don't want to know. Please note, we are not asking. Moving on. Georgie picks up the bucket. She's doing her best with it. And then all the other women like chicken out and like move away.
Oh.
Well, yeah, because she's got a bucket of poop.
Yeah, they're like, I'm not getting that backsplash.
That was not part of the plan.
Too far.
Yeah.
She tries to throw it at the guy, and it gets all over both of them.
Yeah, because when you're trying to throw it through bars, like, it's going to come back.
She opens the door, and then it just covers both of them. And then right at that moment, how fortuitous, there is some sort of ship disaster, and they start to, like, eject cargo. And so that little part of the ship is just thrown off into space.
Is the guard in the box, or did he kind of hold back?
There's one guard, and then the women and the pod women who are just launched. And there's, like, they're tumbling all over, and the bucket contents are getting everywhere.
So she's going to spend her first night on the new island with Pink Eye.
Oh, you...
That can't be good for her pH. No.
For meeting your future Smurf boyfriend.
Put a pin in that one.
Your eyes are all glued shut.
Crusty.
Oh, like little baby boy.
Oh, yeah. My dog has an eye problem.
He's a little precious baby.
He's fine, but he just winks at you all day.
Like me. Can't.
Yeah, just winking.
Finger guns,
too. Little pirate, yeah.
He needs a bat.
I keep calling him baby boy because I was so scared that I was going to reveal his name, which was a running bit on our husband's podcast.
Yeah.
And that now I can't think of him as anything other than Baby Boy.
It's Albert.
Well, Jeff ruined that for himself.
Yeah, Jeff. Thank God it was Jeff. Sorry to Jeff. Thank you so much for being the one to do that. Because if it had been me, I would have felt guilty forever.
Oh, no.
Long story short, none of that matters. They're all covered in poop.
There they are. Covered in shit.
Visceral. You with me? Okay.
So what is the planet? Okay, it's cold. That's right. So I was just thinking, I was like, oh, I'd be stuck to get like sand on you.
Georgie grabs the gun and she can't figure out how to shoot it. So then she just bashes the guard's head in.
Oh, shit.
Very bad.
Basketball. Yeah.
Yeah. He's done for. And they crash land and everybody is hurt. Two of the women die.
Oh.
Yeah. Georgie maybe breaks her wrist, which for me was very personally triggered.
Yeah.
You're like, that, close the button.
She's like, that was my trigger warning.
This was not included.
Yeah, that should have been in there.
And I think she breaks a rib. Kira has like a fucked up knee.
Mm.
Liz? I was going to call her Lyra. That's not her name. I got to get it together. They're all hurt.
Okay.
They land. It's snowing. Part of the top of the like ship's cabin is like ripped open so they can see that it's snowing, but they're still like inside for shelter. And they eventually decide, we have to figure out, like, obviously we can't fly this little thing home. Yeah. And Kira said the aliens said that they're going to come back for us.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
So we got to do something. None of us have any shoes.
Oh, it's cold.
We have seaweed bars to last us for 1 week if we don't wake up the pod women.
Fuck those bitches.
Yeah, like,
you're on your
sleep
own.
Through we'll it. See. Yeah. Honestly, though, that's where I would want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Yeah. It's kind of warmer in there.
Yeah, just hibernating.
Yeah. No buckets. They decide that since they can only take the guards' clothes, Georgie is going to take the guards' clothes and boots and go out on her own to try to find water and food and aliens? Help? I don't know.
Yeah.
So she loads up all her stuff. She's got the gun. She heads out.
Okay.
She tries to find, like, some... It's all just, like, barren. Mm-hmm. She thinks she sees mountains in the distance, but it's just, like, ice purple crystals. Like, none of it looks like life or anything like that.
Is it, like, windy? Like, it's like a blizzard?
It's
like,
windy, but it's not super stormy.
Okay.
It's like you can manage through
the
storm.
She's not getting lost in it.
Yes.
Okay.
She heads out. She sees these, like, tall bamboo stalk things in the distance. So she's like, maybe it's trees. Maybe it's food. She goes over there, and then she starts hearing water. And she's like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And there's a stream. And so she starts, like, touching the bamboo stalk, one of them,
mm-hmm.
and then realizes it's attached into the water to some type of, like, fish. But it's huge and wants to eat her. And she's like, oh, fuck this. This is not a forest. This is, like, I don't even know. So then she starts running away.
Whoa.
And then she's caught in a snare. It catches her leg, and she's hanging upside down from a tree.
Oh, no. Still Ewoks.
Quick question. Where did the tree come from? No idea, because the author just said that there are no trees.
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
So she's hanging upside down by something.
And then she sees this white figure.
Ooh.
Coming toward her, and she's like, oh my god. And she's referencing Star Wars. Like, I remember what happened when Luke was trapped. He had to get out, but he could get out because he's a Jedi, and I'm not. I'm just the girl from Florida. And it was like, oh my god. Oh, Georgie, what are we gonna do? The blood rushing, and like, she's starving. She passes out. And it's first person point of view, and then we switch to the romantic interest point of view.
Ooh.
Oh, I love a dual POV.
Yes, you do. I thought you would like that.
It's important.
His name is Vectol.
Vectol.
Sounds like a medicine.
Yeah.
Theo was much more palatable.
Yes. Vectol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vectol. Did she call him Vec?
No, she calls him Vectol.
Okay. Oh. Just Vectol.
Yes. He sees her and is like, what is this thing? He's never seen a human. He cuts her down, and then his, what do you call it? Sock queefs?
Sock queef, yeah.
His queef is like a thing inside of his chest that starts resonating, and he's like, oh my god, it's my mate. She is my mate.
Oh, like purring?
Literally, purring.
Instant.
Weird. Had he ever felt that before?
No. He had been waiting and waiting. His tribe has like 30, 40 people in it, and there are only 4 women, and they're all already mated. So here comes a ship full of women, and what do you know?
We got more on ice.
Were these women... Was that their intended destination?
No.
Was this planet? Okay, so this was like they're
crash
kind
landing.
Of saved there. It wasn't that they were about to land and they were like, just dump it to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
It was like a malfunction.
Yeah. And they just happened to land on a planet where they happened to be their mate.
Sometimes things are great accidents.
It happens.
Meant to be.
Meant to be.
Ride the cosmos.
Aries moon.
Never know what's coming next. He is like, oh my god, it's my mate. She's cold. I'm going to take her to a cave.
Okay.
Takes her to a cave, builds a fire, starts undressing her because he's like, she needs to get warmer. Right. She smells really bad because she is fully covered in shit.
Oh, right. She's covered in shit. Yeah. Right. And then she put on shit clothes on top of that.
And she's been on the ship for like a week or so. So it's just like, none of it's looking very good. And he is like, wow, I am so horned up. I'm so turned on.
He's purring.
He's purring.
Does
like
he
mad.
Fuck her with the shit on?
He goes down on her while she's asleep.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They're mates.
Yeah, but she doesn't know that yet.
She will when she wakes up.
She'll figure it out. She wakes up and she's very into it. So it is one of those things where...
it's okay.
Yes.
Sometimes it's
if
okay.
she didn't have a problem with it, then that's fine. Who am I to tell her what her problem is?
Not okay?
Ooh.
She's covered in shit.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Does he not get pink eye?
He does not get pink eye.
Well, she was wearing shorts when she got the caca on her.
Yeah, but she's also been a week with no shower.
No shower.
And probably nothing to wipe with.
I would imagine not.
That's where I couldn't imagine wearing the same underwear for a week.
Is she even in underwear? Who knows?
I immediately think about Lorcan and Elodie banging and throwing a glass.
What the fuck is that mean? What are those words?
None of your business.
Erase it from your mind. That's for our Patreon, whenever we get it launched.
Lorcan and Eloweed?
What was Eloise. It?
Eloise.
Eloise.
Oh, okay. I am dying.
And then they bang in dirty clothes?
No. I'm just saying, like, you know when, like, sci-fi or like, Game of Thrones.
Okay. They're
when
nasty.
They've been on the road.
True.
No you deodorant. Know?
Yeah. And then they fuck and you're like, y'all have not had a bath.
True.
In a white yell. But true. They don't care.
Things
don't
are care. Crusty. Anyway.
Again, my pH could never.
He doesn't even care. He's very into it. And there is some sort of like, oh, well, like when you find your queef.
Yeah.
There is nothing better. There's nothing that tastes better. There's nothing that feels better. There's nothing that. So, like, I guess that like sort of gets over the shit hump. But
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they don't have a sense of smell.
Or maybe like in their species, they don't really have shit. And so he's like, oh, this is just like something that she's in.
Well, I think that's just too powerful.
Has he ever seen a human before?
I thought you were going to ask me, does he ever shit in the book?
I mean,
she would.
I thought it, but I didn't ask it.
I don't think it's covered. So, Vanessa, can we get a ruling on this?
Of if they shit in the book?
Yeah.
Is it like normal shit or is it like pellets?
I think it's pellets.
Okay. Pellets, but they're square.
And they're green.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So.
But like big pellets.
Oh,
not like a rabbit.
That is good because he is 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is this the one where they have two dicks?
What?
No, no.
What? Like one on top or next to each other?
I think top.
They can spin around.
Nuh-uh.
Well, like one for the...
One for the butt, one for the pee. One for the P, one for the
I love
the
that we can't say the words and we go, Emily, like charades.
And my P and V and butt and... Ooh.
I'm lost.
Two.
I don't know what book that is, but I've heard
we
that.
We gotta find it because Emily just got so excited she almost fell out of her chair.
That's crazy.
She also wants dogs.
I don't.
You keep asking for it.
I know. You gave it to me because you love bride.
I love weddings.
I always cry at weddings. That was my favorite part of the episode.
So... He goes and he's eating her out. She wakes up. She's like, what's up?
She wakes up. She thinks she's dreaming at first. So she's like, wow, this is an amazing dream. This Hell is yeah. a much better dream than.
Is he purring the whole time? I wonder if he's like vibrating.
Sure. Yes.
Ooh, that's why she
Absolutely.
Likes it.
Absolutely. Yes. His tongue is ridged.
For real?
For yes. her pleasure.
Oh.
Sponsor us, alien dick.
So, I'm sure there's a dildo out there.
There's a lot. And I'm sure someone will send it to us. And it's like, you got it.
You don't need to. We can just okay. imagine.
Yeah.
The links.
Oof.
Right, yeah. We don't have a P.O. box. That's a little daunting. But I did it again. Daunting.
Daunting.
It's a little daunting.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
So.
She's into it.
She's into it.
She then realizes this is an alien.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have the translator thing, so she can't understand him. So they're probably doing lots of charades.
More than half the book, they are doing charades.
Yeah.
Does the translator only work for the smugglers? Or does it work for them?
It works for everyone.
Everyone.
Oh.
Pretty handy little thing that is
stuck to her
head.
That's how it was in Choosing Theo.
Yeah.
So does she eventually get a translator?
Yes. They eventually come across a ship that had crash landed. And what do you know? The equipment still works and it turns on and explains a bunch of stuff to her. And then goes, do you want to learn this guy's language? And she goes, oh my God, that'd be great. So then she can speak to him.
How convenient.
Don't you love when that happens?
I bet you stumble on a ship full of translators.
Suddenly works out just fine.
I bet there was an Aries moon.
So he goes down there. She wakes up. She's into it.
Yeah.
And then does she like, hey, there's other chicks we got to go save?
She tries, but the charades, they're not quite at that level yet. She mm-hmm. is like, oh, wow, he's going down on me. That was amazing. That is the first coming. It is page 37. She loves it.
Right.
And then he tries to like take her clothes off more or something. And she goes, whoa, and tries to kick him and ends up hurting her foot. And then his whole POV is, I have to care for her. I have to take care of her. So, like, I must feed her. I must mm-hmm. keep her warm. Like, it's like a little Tamagotchi, but yeah. but a little different. He grabs her foot to try to be like, oh, let me, like, fix your foot. You look hurt. Uh-huh. And she's scared, and he's furious because he's like, someone has hurt my mate before.
Oh.
So he can tell she's a little apprehensive. So he's like, okay, I know I came on a little strong by going down on you to wake you up, but I'll just make sure that you are fed and warm and clothed and all that good stuff.
Right.
So he keeps her warm for the night, tries to go find some food. They take a bath in a stream and her nipples are hard.
And the water's cold, though?
The water is warm because it's a spring.
Ah, like a hot spring.
Yes, and it smells like eggs.
Oh, there's sulfur.
Something yeah. about this author who really loves nasty smells.
Smell, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, hot springs do smell like eggs.
Yeah,
but
I mean, it's accurate.
No, why do they have to smell like that's that true. On a it's different planet? That's
true. It's a different planet. It doesn't have to be sulfur that warms it up.
Yeah.
They don't have the periodic table.
It could be his body, yada, yada. They don't have the periodic table.
It's just from like lava, which might be what sulfur is. I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
So she bathes, but then she has to put back on her dirty clothes. So, like, how far did we really get?
Where does he live? Does he not have a home?
He has, like, a den situation.
Like
they go there later. Yes, yes.
Like a little sarong or, like, an outfit? Like, is it, like Avatar, which is, like, a little thing?
She's got layers. Like,
fur.
Yeah, he's got, like, a vest, and he's got, like, pants, and then he has, like, furs layered over. And then he...
I'm thinking, like, the wildlings from
Game
of Thrones. Yes, very much like that. But his queef keeps him warm.
What is the queef?
So, it is a parasite.
Oh.
The one of the ships that crash landed, his species, this is not their home planet. They crashed 287 years ago, and you will die within like 10 days on the planet unless you have this parasite. It's literally a worm that lives in another huge like animal that you hunt and kill, and then you get that and then you stick it in like your neck, and then you can like survive on the planet. You're not as cold.
Was the human gonna need it?
They need it within like the ship explains to her when it's going like, here's all this exposition or whatever that word is. You're gonna die in like 8 days if you don't have one of those worms in your neck. And she's like, well, fuck.
Oh, so she needs to go get a worm too.
Yes. And she can't ever leave if she gets the worm.
There's no rescue plan anyways to get her off. She doesn't know when they're coming back, so she might as well just take it, right?
Well, and if they are, where are they taking her? They're not taking her to someone that's going to eat her out.
Exactly.
Consensually.
Let me weigh my options.
Yeah.
Poop bucket. Oral sex.
Right. Someone who cares for me. Someone who fixes my little foot.
He helped me bathe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
And she's still like, hey, there's still, like, a bunch of chicks waiting for me.
She is trying very hard to charades go, like, we got to go back up this mountain. And he's mm-hmm. like, you need to be safe, and that's not safe. And so he's mm-hmm. like, no. And he takes her back to the cave to keep her warm after they bathe in the stream. And she's like, no. And then she's real plucky, so she goes out on her own and then falls through a cavern and falls into, like, a den of a different species. That isn't nearly as smart. They're more like animals. Uh-huh. And there's like 20 of them in there. And he is panicking up above, trying to create a hole big enough that he can come down and save her. Uh-huh. And it's real close, but spoiler, she does not die.
Ah, that's surprise.
He saves her.
Okay, and they're like kind of just more feral under there.
They are described as like angry monkeys.
Okay. And are they, I was just picturing like someone else from the crash ship, where they're still covered in shit and stuff, like trudging through the snow looking for her, and then she's just like Georgie, in the stream, like,
oh my god, it's
like a soap commercial.
My nipples are so hard.
Now while we're starving, yeah,
like,
the ship.
And like this guy like rubbing her shoulders, and she's like, we have to go.
Oh my god, girl, where have you been?
Yeah, I'm like, oh hey girl,
sorry, I got a little distracted.
We were coming to get you.
Yeah, so he saves her. It says that he literally throws her over his shoulder like a caveman.
Ooh. I like that.
I thought you would like that. Takes her back to the cave, and she is now a little, you know, freaked out by that. So she's like, all right, fine. I'll take one night in the cave because we're not going to be able to make it because there's a storm overnight. So we'll go in the morning. They were able to, like,
charades. Hopefully all my friends are still alive up there.
Yeah, good luck, girls.
I took all the warm clothes.
Yes. They have a couple of days of seaweed. Yeah. So she sleeps. I don't remember if this is where they have sex. It might be. That's the scene I marked for us to read.
The first night.
Yes.
Ooh, I like it.
I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's before. Oh, yeah, it definitely is before she goes back to the ship.
So when
because everybody's like, we can tell you've been fucking.
Yeah. Girl, you are walking weird.
You know, when you show up and all your friends are like, oh, somebody got laid.
You're like, what do you mean?
No.
What are you talking about?
No.
A flush. How tall is she?
You tell me.
We don't know.
5'7".
Okay, she's 5'7". Normal. Because I'm saying, all this stuff, they're always these 7 foot tall guys, you know.
And a 3 foot tall woman.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, that can't be comfortable.
That cannot
be. I mean, I know that the body content, but.
We know that. Thank you, Vanessa.
But I mean, he's got to be, again, it's always just the ideal man of where every woman feels tiny against him or whatever. But his, I guess it works, you know?
So he doesn't have two penises.
Right.
But it does something.
Is it ridged?
It is ridged.
It vibrates.
And above, I'm doing charades for those of you who want to watch on YouTube. Okay, so if this is the
pee-pee.
The pee-pee. And then above it is described as like a bony protruding knob. And she's like, what is that for? Any guesses?
For the clit.
For the clit.
For the clit. It's like they were made for each other.
Does it move or anything?
No.
It's just there.
For it's friction. Just there for friction.
That's all you need.
Yeah. How long is he? Does it say?
Huge. Huge. How massive.
Long is he?
No exact descriptions, like, but.
He's got to be all the way in for the bony to be hitting the right spot. Sure. But if she's too tiny, you can't go all the way. I mean, I guess so.
Yeah, you
have
can.
Some faith 10-2. In them.
That's true.
It's his mate. She was made for him.
A baby comes out of there. You can get a dick in there.
Oh, God.
No matter what size it is.
That's true. But wouldn't you, like, eventually hit the. The uterus? I don't know how one's anatomy is. I had Texas public school education. We didn't talk about anything.
It moves back.
It moves back. It makes room.
Well, you gotta be horned up.
She is, yes. And I assume she's super horned up.
Yeah. Super horned up.
Yeah. Is she like, oh my God, why am I so horned up?
At this point, she's like, wow, I'm really horned up and I'm not even questioning it anymore.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Is he purring the whole time?
A lot of the time, but I don't know that it's constant.
But it's just, it's like every breath is a purr.
It's referenced a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does his whole body vibrate?
No. He has ridges all over his body. He has some down his spine. He has some down the backs of his arms. He has some on his thighs, which I figured would be really good for the knee.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan
That's
Shay.
That's probably in a later book. Ryan Shay.
Now, the ridges, are they bony or are they kind of soft?
Bony.
Like your clavicle?
Yeah, like.
Or like thick skin? Like armor?
Yeah, like a callus or something. Like armor. I don't know.
Yeah.
I picture like knobs. Like, okay, you know in The Mummy when they have beetles under the skin?
Ugh.
Those, but not moving and it's not bugs. That's what I was kind of picturing.
Okay.
But I could
be. Or like, what's his name from Star Trek?
Oh, the with the forehead.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, he also has them down his forehead. To his, yeah.
What was he? Klingons?
Klingon, yeah.
Chewbacca.
The amount of people are going to be so mad about our Star Trek, Star Wars. I'm sorry.
We don't.
Comment on our.
Klingon. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
She's
what is this? Did you see that? Leave a comment. Let us know that you're mad.
Like and subscribe.
Engage. Oh, I can't do it on my right hand. What'd you do?
Oh. Like and subscribe.
The dough. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
That was vulgar.
Okay.
Sci-fi coochie eating.
So they fuck in the cave. Is that what we're going to read?
He has a tail.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Does he use it?
Mm-mm-mm. Does she want it?
Mm-mm. No.
How long is a tail?
Is
it like a dinosaur tail?
Ooh.
I'm picturing because of the ridges that go down.
Mm.
I think it's more like a lion's tail because there's a tuft at the end.
Oh. Does it get wet like the devil's?
No, thank God. he has black hair. And he's got blue eyes that have no pupils, and it's, like, glowing, like, iridescent blue.
It really is like Avatar, huh?
Yep.
Are they pure blue, or do they have stripes like Avatar?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
It's only 188 pages.
That's I'm true. Trying to remember. Okay, there's one part
Did
in the book.
Did you wear a beautiful blue sweater because of...
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Now I'm going to have to start looking like your outfit is your clue.
Oh, God.
Mine's a food court, which because he eats her out.
Because you're.
Oh my god!
Highland Mall. Ah. Yep. Yeah, we can read that. There's okay. a part in it that. Nope, that's my laptop.
I was wondering if you're going to pass me the whole laptop.
I might have. There's a part where it's said in the beginning that he has four fingers on each hand, and then later it says that he has three fingers. So.
Okay.
Oh. None of it's very serious.
Like also, Simpson's hands. Ooh. Don't they have four fingers?
Oh, that's icky. Does that get you going? Duolingo bird and Simpson hands? And dogs.
And dogs.
And dogs. And dogs. I might have highlighted 14 pages. I really don't know.
Okay. Ice Planet Barbarians. We're finally doing it by Ruby Dixon.
Good luck.
This is.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's page 81 out of 179 on your book.
There's not going to be a whole lot of voices for you to do because they cannot speak to each other.
Right. So this is just her internal thoughts.
Yes.
That's kind of nice because then I don't, there's not a lot of him being like, oh, you're so fucking hot. Maybe. Okay. All right. Is from her POV, Georgie's POV. Mm. And they're in a cave.
Yes.
Fire's going.
Yes.
She's comfy cozy. Did she put the shit clothes on, or did I assume they washed them, maybe?
They did not. They were by the stream. She took her clothes off. She washed herself, got back in the dirty clothes. Mm-hmm. Although it is like snowy, icy planet, so you can't have wet clothes. Like, what are you going to do?
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's not good.
And maybe the shit's frozen, so it's not like as bad.
She could just wear.
Flaked away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He looks at my bare skin with something akin to wonder. His large three-fingered hand lifts. Maybe he has one hand with three fingers and one hand with four fingers.
Maybe he lost one. Oh, no. Bechtel.
And he presses his palm not to my breast, as I expect, but the smooth valley between them. Like in between?
Like your sternum.
Yeah.
I think that's where your queef goes.
Oh, so he's like this should be where your bug gets. Parasite goes. Does it? Do you see it? It's like an egg under his chest.
I don't know because it's entered through the neck and then it like migrates down and that's where it lives. Yeah.
Ugh. So you can't see it.
Yeah.
But that's where it lights up and vibrates and he feels it.
I don't know if it lights up, but now I'm picturing like ET.
I think that's what I was picturing this whole time was like ET right there.
Yeah.
Sure. And ET has little ridges too.
So we're boning ET now?
No, but he's a big blue ET.
Does E.T. have two dicks?
He has weird fingers.
Go ahead and engage, leave a comment, and let us know. How many dicks does E.T. have?
He strokes my skin, then runs his knuckles up and down over my breastbone. Fascinated.
She met my eyes, said it wasn't too bad.
Then Vectal's attention turns to my breasts, and he brushes those knuckles over my nipple.
Knuckles over my nipple.
Knuckle over my nipple. I gasp, feeling arousal bolt through my body, and he seems equally surprised at the texture of my skin there. Georgie, Sim, he says, voice ragged. The thought looks like it tortures him.
So he can say her name? They taught each other to say their names.
Georgie.
Literally, at first, after he went down on her, he called her Shorshi at first.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess I'm pretty soft, I agree, smiling. but fun to touch, right? And I grab his hand and put it back on my breast.
He can't understand you.
Nope. Vanessa looks so uncomfortable. She's sitting like, please excuse me from class. I gotta go.
I push at his vest because turnabout is fair play. And he removes it.
His turnabout. He took off her clothes, so now she's going to take off his vest.
Oh.
I don't know.
I hate reading. Then we're both half naked and gazing at each other, exploring the differences in our bodies. I sigh with pleasure as I continue touching him. He's purring so hard, his entire chest is practically vibrating, and it feels good against my skin. His back has more of the textured ripples down his spine, and they lead to his tail. Ugh. Yep. I have to admit that the tail makes me smile. She's weird.
She's from Florida.
She's from Orlando. She's Casey Anthony. It's a long cord tufted with black hair.
No. Of all the Floridians. Casey Anthony?
Okay, Floridian sounds like aliens. Okay.
See, she's a Floridian.
Fuck.
Oh my god. It's a long cord tufted with black hair, like on his head, and it's currently lashing back and forth against the blankets. I just picture when you're hitting a blanket, like hitting a rug outside, just like, oh, like, I get all the like dust
under
out.
The blanket and it's just moving.
His hands go to my ass and he pulls me against him. Then he's brushing his lips over my breast and I cry out when he takes a nipple into his mouth. I cling to his horns, holding on to him
He has horns.
Holding on to him as he coaxes and teases my nipple with his lips. If he's 7 feet tall, mm-hmm. that's got to be like pretty big of a head too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah. Oh, his hands are described as like the size of a baseball mitt.
Oh,
I'm going to say she's 5'10". Let's bump that up a little
bit. Okay, let's give
logistically,
her a little bit
I just
more.
Have concerns.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, sweet Jesus. The tongue ridges are a delicious torture. They drag over my sensitive nipples until I'm practically climbing the big guy. Does he have anything that's soft? I mean, if everything's just ridged?
His skin feels like suede.
Ooh. So in between the ridges.
Like some blue suede shoes.
Oh, like it's like fur. Suede's kind of furry almost.
It feels like be warm. The texture is just very like leathery, just nice. I guess. I know. Okay. It's just nice. He's luxurious.
Yeah, like he's soft, but still tough.
But hard.
Ooh, I'm panting and feeding him my breast. Oh, it's like a baby. Milk.
Oh, I didn't like that at all.
And feeding him, if you're feeding someone your breast, you're like, here,
and she's like, hold on.
Latch on. Baby want milk.
Milk. The hands. YouTube. Yeah. Oh, God.
Sorry. Like and subscribe.
Leave a
comment. I'm panting and feeding him my breast, and over he nuzzles it with his mouth until I want to scream with need. I get to my feet to pry the tight pants off. I'm pretty wet, and I can feel my juices when I press my thighs together. Ugh. Do you think that if you press your thighs together, powder would come out? Because it's so dry right now?
Now, after you talking about milk?
After talking about milking.
I will never recover.
My big alien pushes my hands aside when I try to go back into his arms. Instead, he insists on checking over all my bruises, I assume looking for new ones. I give him an exasperated sigh, and put my hands to his breeches. What's his breeches? Breeches? B-R-E-E-C-H-E-S?
Yeah. Pants. Old-fashioned pants.
Maybe it's just a misspelling.
Is this Kunal Unlimited?
I've seen the word before. It is. Yes.
Sliding them.
Everything is Kunal Unlimited.
Sliding Not them. Sometimes we pay for things.
Sometimes.
Sliding them in to cup his groin. My hands curl around his length. And with touch only, I feel the differences between him and human men. For one, his
burn.
Girth, she's like, I got a real man now. For one, his girth is pretty freaking impressive. He's scalding hot to the touch. And in addition to his huge size, he's got that hard knob, like a knuckle-shaped ridge that protrudes over his cock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she'll say his girth is pretty freaking impressive.
Pretty freaking impressive.
But then she'll be like, he has something over his cock. Like, say fucking.
People who don't swear and they say freaking, I'm so dang mad. Like,
yeah.
What? So gosh darn mad.
What did you just say?
You're not that mad, though.
Yeah.
I want him naked, but he's still wearing his pants, so I try to fix that for him. Unfortunately, I can't figure out how to unlace them. Vectel chuckles and murmurs something against my mouth. He pulls at the laces and his pants sag, then fall down. She couldn't figure out.
I know I highlighted too much, but I kept that in because you can't. I knew you would clock that and go, you can't figure out how to undo fucking laces.
Like, I'm just picturing like old timey pants.
Maybe they're like hidden in the fur and she couldn't find them or something.
He has all his furs off. He made a little nest for her.
Oh. And he just has his pants on. Like, his
it's just pants with laces.
His breeches.
Yeah. What are those? I'm blanking on it.
Galoshes?
Sure.
Or chaps?
Yes. I don't remember.
What do they look like?
It's like capris, but they're really flowy.
Oh, gauchos?
Thank you. Yeah. Remember those? Maybe he's wearing those.
Furry gaucho pants. Oh.
But with laces.
Immediate.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like Renaissance festival stuff of where it's like laced in the front.
Yes.
You know?
And if it's breeches, then yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I just don't know how alien clothing works. I no longer care either because my big, beautiful alien is naked and I get to bask.
Naked.
Nicky. And I get to bask in the glory that is Vectel. His hand goes between my breasts again, and I wonder if he's checking for a purr of my own. Humans don't do that, I tell him. We get wet instead. Again, he doesn't speak your language.
He does not know what you are saying.
And I take his... I picture him as...
Oh, Encino God.
Like, man, when he first comes out of the being frozen.
Or like Harry and the Hendersons, where you're just like, come over here.
Yeah, and he's like, okay.
Like the Beast.
But I totally see him now as like Brendan Fraser and Encino Man.
Oh, fuck. Brendan Fraser, a podcast favorite.
I take his hand and guide it to my pussy so he can see for himself. Oh. My big alien falls to his knees and groans. He presses kisses to my stomach and then my pussy and then holds my hips and puts his mouth directly on me. I gasp and my knees get weak, so I have to cling to one of his horns again. In response, he lifts me off my feet and places me down in the furs, looping my legs over his shoulders and burying his face between my thighs. Then he's licking me with that crazy tongue of his, sweeping those ridges over my sensitive flesh and lapping up my juices. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's not good.
I whimper and cling to his horns, spreading my legs wider. I don't think I like that she keeps saying, like, my big alien. My big alien.
I highlighted a couple of those because I wanted you to clock on to how frequently she is doing it. Like, my big guy, my big alien.
My big, brutal alien just ignores my pleading for an orgasm and keeps on licking me with a slow, steady, sensual motion that tell me he's enjoying this as much as I am. I don't know why I've given her this, like,
you're getting pouty.
She's pouty. She's like, I'm my big alien.
I'm so freaking horned up with my big alien.
I told people I would save him, and I didn't. And
I'm
getting fucked instead.
Meanwhile, they might be dead.
They can eat seaweed. I don't care, because I have my alien.
I'm just so glad I never read this.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, choosing Theo in this.
So
different.
Choosing Theo is so... I mean, it's just like...
It's like the girl, the writer of Choosing Theo read this and was like, I can make that better.
That writer gave it like a second pass and went, let me go ahead and build on this.
It's
so like go
fancy
ahead and clean it up.
Cake and a Twinkie.
Yeah, it's like this is erotica versus...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Stop, I moan. Stop. I'm so ready to come. I'm aching inside. Oh, God, stop, Vectel. I want you and me now. In response, his tongue thrusts into my core deep and rubs.
You're looking
stop
at me.
Stop making that face.
You lost your... Oh, God.
His tongue goes in her and then starts moving.
Yeah.
It's long.
Yeah. He's 7 feet tall. It's like the size of a forearm, I guess. Oh, I don't
and
know.
And ridged.
Mm-hmm. For her pleasure.
Wow. I come apart in the hardest orgasm I've ever had, my legs locking around his face. I mean, yeah.
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 Yeah, girl. Yeah, Georgie. Okay. He growls, clearly enjoying that I'm coming, and just laps harder.
which makes my orgasm seem to go on for mile after endless mile. He presses his lips to mine again and then begins to push into me.
Vanessa's face. She's standing there like...
I'm like, when did we go from the...
Oh, we skipped.
We skipped a little. We skipped a little.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot more, Vanessa, for when you read it. You'll love it.
Well, the part that she didn't highlight, but there's a part that goes, Georgie, he murmurs, and I realize he's saying something I've heard before. Georgie, sa-ak vectal. I don't know. It's S-A-A-K-H. Sa-ak.
I don't know. I don't know what it means.
She's like, I don't speak your language. But anyways, I'll continue speaking to mine.
Do other things with your tongue. I don't know.
So then he presses his lips to mine again and then begins to push into me. When he's seated entirely, I learn something new. That knob, that bony ridge, I had no idea what it was for.
I don't even care that you're meeting my eyes because this is the most sexless sex that I've ever, like, yeah, I'll stare right in your eyes. Let's do it.
I've still got no freaking clue, but I do notice that he sinks into me. It pushes through my labia and brushes against my clit. She saw. I was like, "What's that for?
What on earth?
What?
Like, is there like not enough oxygen on this planet? Are the fumes getting to her? I don't know."
So she's like, "Oh, that's what that's for." Oh. I'm trying to analyze this unique sensation when he moves his hips and shallowly thrusts again. Ooh, I moan. It reminds me of the time I had a rabbit vibrator and it worked my clit at the same time as my core. They really had to, like, spell it out for you.
Yeah, they're really, like, of all the things that they went, I need you to picture this correctly.
Yeah.
You told me there was a knob and I knew exactly what it was.
Immediately,
yes. Yeah. And she's seen it and has used a rabbit vibrator and was still like, what could this be?
What could that be?
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Did I think that the pussy eating was too much to handle because of his sheer enthusiasm? It's nothing compared to the mind-blowing sensation of him fucking the hell out of me. That ridge teasing my clit with every stroke, the ridges inside him humming against my G-spot, I come again and again. So the ridges, they vibrate? Maybe just he's just so horned up.
I love this.
Vectal bears his fangs.
Oh, yeah, he has fangs.
She forgot that.
He's really concerned about, that's my confession for next week. He's really concerned about how flat her teeth are at first.
Oh.
Like, girl, are you okay?
Like, how are you going to eat?
Yeah.
Are his fangs like a lion's fangs?
Yes.
Or like a vampire's fangs?
Yes.
Do they come out all the time or just once
always
in a while?
There. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, his own features tightening as an orgasm rises inside him. I'm excited to see what his orgasm's like. I rake my nails down the tough ridge spots on his chest and arms, and he growls low in his throat and shudders. Come for me, baby. I think as he wrings another orgasm out of me and I choke on the overwhelming pleasure. Then I feel him pulse inside me like the rest of his body. His semen feels several degrees hotter than my skin, and I can feel it as he comes. I'm thinking like hot bath water.
I was thinking hot chocolate.
His growl of pleasure becoming louder and louder. The purr in his throat is a thunderous rumble. He thrusts hard and his fingers dig into my hips. And he comes and I feel him coming inside me over and over again. It's a new sensation for me. Hell, all of this is. What does his cum look like?
Did hot chocolate.
Like, I mean, do you think it's white?
Sure.
Maybe it's blue.
Yeah, maybe it glows blue like his eyes.
Oh, or it's green like his poop.
Oh, yeah, his little square pellets.
It's crazy that she's like, I mean, obviously it gets inside of you, but like it comes back out. Wait, so he's coming inside of her.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Does she end up getting pregnant?
The sex scene starts off with her, I guess I don't need to worry about birth control, do I?
Oh,
why doesn't
girl,
she?
You don't know.
Well, she does, because she does get pregnant.
She probably thinks that because she's like, oh, we can't.
Yeah.
Cross
yeah.
species.
She doesn't have her periodic table. She doesn't realize it. Oh, wait.
I was saying, she doesn't have her period.
She's 22. She doesn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she gets pregnant. Maybe right then.
I assume so. I mean, that's a lot of thunderous. But he needs to get her a parasite.
Yes.
Now, do they ever go find the friends? Go get the other women?
Yes. Backing up, when you were talking about his fangs, I remembered one thing. Before they go back to the cave and she falls in with the angry monkeys and all that stuff, he's like, you need to eat, like, now. And so he goes and hunts a quilled rodent? I'm picturing, like, a porcupine?
Yeah.
Yeah. He kills one of those and then gives it to her raw. And she's like, ew, no, cook this. And he's like, eat this. And she's like, no, cook this. And he's like, you need food now. I will cook it for you later. Charades. And she eats it raw.
Oh. Well, she's like, I'm covered in shit. I'm eating raw porcupine.
I am just not built for the outdoors.
No.
Mm-mm. Not these outdoors.
No. Not built. I'm going to the Choosing Theo. I want to go to that planet.
Yes, yeah. They had healthcare.
They had that little pod thingy you go in.
Yeah. Ugh.
So she eats, does she ever cook it?
She does later, and then she's like, oh, wow, I'm so content and sleepy and warm. Anyway.
How long were they away from the women?
I think they've been crashed for 1 week when they get back.
Okay.
Because all the women are making jokes like, trust you to run off and find, like, a husband when we're
dying.
Out here dying.
Yeah. Girl, you got some. And she's like, no, yeah, it's,
Does he have any friends? Did she ever see any other men?
So he takes her back up the mountain, and he realizes why she is so eager to go back up the mountain. Mm. Because he's out, like, foraging for food or supplies or something when she's still back in the cave. And he comes across a dead body of one of the other women.
Who was looking for her?
Yes.
Oh.
And so he's like, okay, the charades is starting to make sense. She has a reason.
Oh,
she's
my
concerned.
God.
So he takes her to see, and she's like, oh, my God. And he's like, Georgie? Me? And then...
I'm picturing the beast now.
Yeah.
Yes. I think he points at her and goes, Georgie? And she goes, I'm okay.
She's dead, but I'm fine.
We are not the same being. Like, I don't know. It was weird. They go back to the friends. The friends are not doing very well, but they are still alive, except for that one, R.I.P.
It's like Yellow Jackets up there.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, Kira has the translator.
Uh-huh.
So she's like, he says he's your mate. And she's like, whoa, what? That's crazy. Right. That's freaking crazy. And...
Is she the cereal?
He is able to communicate through Kira to Georgie. We can't travel with all of these because he travels by giving her a piggyback ride and then running.
Mm. Oh, okay.
It's like Twilight.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not for me. All the women in the pods, they're still asleep. Again, that's where I'd want to be. So he's like, I'll take Georgie to where my tribe is. He's the chief. Uh-huh. And I'll bring back help.
Okay.
Bring back some dudes. Bring back some, you know, food.
Hopefully the furs. Unmated ones.
Yeah. Literally. They all start rumbling.
They're fucking thrilled. They're like, you found women?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What's
did
it
they,
like
they
to be mated?
Did they take the translator girl with them?
No.
She's like, oh, we don't need to communicate.
Well, he doesn't
want
to carry two people.
Well,
he doesn't want to. Yeah. Yeah. He just only Georgie. Wants to have one little backpack. Anyway. So he takes her to, they go to the ship.
Uh-huh.
And they go, oh, this is the ship. And I just learned a whole lot of stuff about the queef worm thing.
Oh.
And I can speak your language now. Great. Just in time for them to go back to, like, the big cave den where they all live.
Hang out. Okay.
Yeah. And she's like, wow, there's a bunch of people here. And one of the kids is like, why is she so ugly if she's your mate? And he's like, he makes this big speech like, she is my life. She is my reason for living or whatever the hell. He calls her my resonance.
Resonance?
Yeah, like it resonates, and then that is my resonance. That is my sole purpose for being.
Okay.
Anyway.
No one's ever said that to me.
Oh.
Bernie, you heard her.
You gotta say it to her.
Vanessa, you are my resonance.
Oh my God.
You're my resonance.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Oh, look at us I'm resonating. Right here.
Barbara, I would burn down a gas station for you.
Hell yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All that being said, what was I talking about? I'm so distracted by
that
the gas
station.
He gives the speech.
And then...
He gives the speech. She gets healed by the healer. Her broken wrist is all better now. And then he takes some guys who are like, who wants to go find some mates? And so they haul their asses back up to the mountain. And Georgie is like, I got to talk to the girls because she has now realized, holy shit, now that she can talk to Vectel, he's like... Well, we got to be careful because you're probably with child. And she's like, what? And he goes, yeah, the queef thing, it you resonate because that's your mate, because that's who you can have a child with.
Oh.
So you're definitely probably pregnant. And she's like, fuck, I'm late too. Oh, man.
God.
Shucks, I'm so freaking stressed.
And she catches that she's late. She's been there for a week.
A week. Okay. Anyway.
These girls are still like, hey, we're still kind of cold over here. Seaweed's running out.
Get it together, lady. Yeah. So they go back up, and then she goes and preps all the women. Like, here's the situation. You're all going to die in, like, 4 days.
Because I've been fucking.
If we don't get these worm parasites. So option one is we die. Option two is we find a miracle rescue. Or option three is we take these parasites and you'll probably find mates and they will want to have kids with you and then we can never leave. And
right.
one of the women is like, I'll blow any of them if they bring me a hamburger.
Oh my God.
And then she's like, by the way, girl, we stopped at the ship and they all learned English, so they know what you're saying. So,
oh my oh.
hamburger coming right up.
Oh. Now, do they wake the ladies up in the pods? Like, yes. Hey, girl, what's
yeah.
up?
Yeah, and they're
while you were asleep.
Stressed, catching yeah. up. And then there's no real follow through on that. I'm assuming that's in like book five or something. Yeah, it's okay. like, here's these girls.
So are there,
so they go like the worm store? Where do you get the worm?
The worm store, yeah. Okay. It's like a 7-Eleven.
Okay. Do you have to no. get it from sex?
No.
It was in an animal, right?
Yes. It's like a woolly mammoth, but like a camel, because it's like really skinny legs with wide feet, but like tusks, and they're massive. So the women go hang out in trees, and the dudes go kill the woolly mammoth thing, and then you rip it open, and they're like, oh my God, that's a
so
lot.
So one animal, one has
like
worm.
Like a dozen.
Oh, okay, okay yeah. Good. That'd be sad if they had to kill all the all
that would
them
be about, yeah. So there's like a dozen, so they all, she goes first, and then it's like, okay, it's going to be.
Does it hurt?
I mean, he has to cut into her neck to stick it in there. And she's like, what if it goes in my brain? And I'm like, at this point, does it even matter?
Yeah, right.
Well, you're going to die anyway.
Yeah.
So the baby now has it too because she's with.
When the babies are born, they have about 4 days because you need to be strong enough to like.
Take the worm.
Handle the. Take oh. the worm. And then yeah, they have to go get it for when the baby gets there too, which maybe is in book two.
Wow.
Everybody so, needs the worm.
Yeah. All the women do the worm.
I'm just doing it.
They're breakdancing or whatever. Yeah.
Do I know you haven't read the other books, but do they follow the other women within this pod? Like, say it's the
I'm sure
follow yes. or something. It doesn't go to any other planet. It's still it's only on this planet. These books.
Maybe these they people. Travel around. I don't know, but okay. it's sure this it species with the women.
That's how Choosing Theo was too.
Yeah.
yeah, but then there's other species obviously on the planet because that's not even their native planet.
Yes. So, I don't know. There's plot, I'm sure. But the women all do the worm, and they all get mates, and I'm sure they all get pregnant. And she is pregnant, and she's like, oh, my God.
But now she's, like, princess, too, because he's, like, the chief.
Yeah, and she's like, wow, I'm making a family. This is so great. She goes from, oh, my God, it's hard to stay mad at a guy when he didn't know what he was doing to you because he couldn't talk to you. But anyway, I'll worry about that later.
Does she...
She's 22.
She, yeah. You know. Do the women accept it? They're like, oh, hey, I guess we just have all of y'all here now.
Yeah. Die in 2 days.
No, I'm saying like the women that are already there.
There are only four of them.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, like, are they cool with it?
They're like, hell yeah. They're already like, made it. They're like, do whatever you guys want.
Because I know in Choosing Theo, the other women, like the other species...
Was like competitive. Kind
of, yeah.
Ish.
But I guess these ones are fine.
Nah, these ones are chilling.
Were they worried about their species dying out because there are only four women?
I mean, I'm sure it was concerning.
Yeah, but now they don't have to worry about that.
The alien that heals her mm-hmm. is explaining a lot to her about, like, the worm and, like, you know, mating and all that stuff. And then she's like, oh, well, who did, she's like, yeah, I mean, like, we hook up before we mate because then when it happens, it's like, okay, well, we're not going to do that anymore. And she was like, oh, well, who used to hook up with Bechdel? And she's like, me!
Oh.
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 Oh, okay.
But then that's, it's, what'd you say?
Stab.
Stab. Oh, Aries Moon. All right. So, yeah, that's the book. There, she's like, wow, I'm so happy and I'm so pregnant. And all these other women are, like, in the act of getting, you know,
yeah.
mated and stuff. And we live on this planet now.
It's such a, I think because we've done so many other books and stuff, like, that are so deep that it's interesting for me to finally hear about the books that so many people are like, oh, like, Ice Planet Barbarians, you know, like, that, you know, you're just like, oh, yeah, that's one. But there's so many other
yes.
ones and types, you know.
Yeah, I just thought.
I'm excited because people always ask about this and people it's always
all
say
all over TikTok. It's all everybody read it for the bit. They did it for the joke and they like, okay, what the hell is everyone talking about?
Right.
It's aliens, yeah. It's blue, it's Avatar, but yeah. not like, I don't know.
I feel like it's one of those things where it's a good stepping point of if you are like, I like this. And then there's obviously so much more that like in the fantasy world that,
yeah.
you know, our fantasy correspondent, Maggie, reads.
Maggie.
she's the one that told me about Choosing Theo.
Yeah.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah.
Has Maggie read? Maggie, have you read Ice Planet Barbarians?
I'm sure. I'm sure. I'm sure she read it all. Yeah. She's read, like, this is probably so tame to her.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like with the fantasy, if you're into it, it's like, I bet she didn't like the breeding of it. She doesn't like breeding stuff.
This is pretty centric.
Yeah. So yeah. I think that that's where she... You know, not to yuck anybody's yum, but she definitely,
but
that is
flavor.
A yuck to her. That's any not, breeding.
Yeah.
What do the good people at Goodreads think about it?
They got a lot of thoughts. How am I going to condense this? Because I have so many reviews.
I'll
cut them out.
I bet there's over 100,000 reviews.
Oh, yeah. On Goodreads, there are 135,000 ratings. Amazon has 32,000 ratings. Goodreads,
what is the rating?
Goodreads has it as a 3.7. Mm. Amazon has it as a 4.2. Amazon, they're loving it.
Yeah. We've got an Amazon storefront. You can come and get the books that we cover in this if you want, you know?
Click on it and then do your own shopping, because I think that might help. I don't really know how it works. I think
so. We don't know how it works.
We don't know how it works, but thank you.
You know, just go to our link tree on every bio that we have.
Just start clicking stuff. See where it takes you. Leave some comments, you know.
See what happens. Who
Follow
knows?
Your heart. Help us out. I did check. Shirley has not read this.
Oh.
I literally don't know how I'm going to condense these. I'll just read a bunch of them.
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay. Tracy said, don't judge me. It's finals week. I've been stressed the hell out, and I'm in the house in the middle of nowhere with no one that I know. So, yeah, I read the alien porn. Will I read the other 17 books? Probably.
Oh,
probably.
My God.
I just want to reach my reading goal. Bethany says, no, never mind. Not Bethany. We're going to skip that one. Bethany. Kindle customer on Amazon. It didn't have a name, which is a Kindle customer. Disturbing lack of hygiene.
Okay, we agree.
Disturbing lack of hygiene.
It was a little disturbing.
Yes.
The big blue horned alien wants to grab her and have oral sex. Has the author never smelled vomit or shit? Wow.
Alien maybe hasn't. It's cold. I don't know if cold. Smells exist as much when it's cold.
You're an optimist. Anyway, Rebel Ranger says, waste of my 99 cents plus tax.
Plus tax. God.
Audra said, this is like a sloppy, drunken one-night stand with a person that you don't even like. At first, you're like, why not? And then you realize it's going to be horrible, but you follow through anyway, and you fully regret it the next day.
I don't think. Oh, the book. I was like, I don't think she regretted it.
She was into it. She was like, wow, this worked out.
Yeah, when you're in it, you're just like, God, this sucks. I'm going to feel like shit tomorrow. Mm-hmm, and then you just like keep thinking about it, where you're like, oh, the fangs and the horns and the ridges, tail.
I feel ill. Just like a little nauseous when you're like, oh, I overeat.
This is going to be everybody after they listen to this.
Yeah. Congratulations, everyone. Are you upset? Leave some comments.
I love it.
Are you not upset? Leave some comments. Miftahul says, anyone who recommends this book is going to hear from my lawyer.
Ooh, oh, let us know.
Let us know.
Send us your lawyer. Tell your lawyer about us.
How are these lawsuits
Tell your lawyer
working
about
out?
Us. See if there's concern. Reaper said, oh Lord, take me to your heavenly home. I am spent. Oh.
Reaper. The Grim Reaper is like, you know what? Even I'm done.
Too much.
Get me out of here.
Take me to heaven.
And then these last two I really liked, because what I like about Goodreads is that you can leave a review and then you can reply to it. So there was like, so.
Oh, yeah. The comments.
Becca said, I recommend this book to no one but Allison. If I had to read it, you have to read it. And Allison replied and said, I'm up next. LOL. Oh, God. And then Melissa said, this book read is dedicated to my friend Piper. After reading this book, Piper, I am truly worried about you.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what to say. Still love you. The only good part is I wish I had someone that obsessed with me.
Oh. Ooh. I mean, don't we all?
We love a mate.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a mate.
Mm-hmm. Just, like, do the grocery shopping, you know?
I love it. Just acts of service. Mm. I am so glad that we were able to cover, a book that I've heard so much about.
Yes.
That is referenced so much that now I... When people are like, oh, like, I spent my Barry, and I'm like, yeah, sure, you know, but now I can go, I have more education on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That I can, kind of guide them in different ways, you know?
Yeah, you want a Twinkie or you want a cake?
Exactly.
There you go. There you go. And I don't want to yuck anyone's yum. I think this book is yucky. Again, everybody has their own flavors.
Well, I think it's the smells and the poop.
There's a lot to it, but I feel like this book, like, there were 5 stars. There are a lot of them who were like, why did I like this? Oh, my God. Like, knowing it's a Twinkie.
Yeah.
You get what you asked for, right?
And it's a step in the fantasy direction.
It's like the holiday books, too.
Right.
Where it's I'm not really going to be taking it very seriously.
Yeah, I'm skimming through. And, like, I think that's the thing is that, like, if you're reading it for what it is, enjoy yourself. Fine, go for it. But I don't know that there's anybody out there who would, like, this is my favorite book.
Yeah.
I read it every year. I recommend it to everyone I know. Like, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if there is that person out there, I bet they live in Florida.
Oh.
Yeah.
We live in Orlando. If you live in Orlando, is this your favorite book? Yeah, let us know. You can like, subscribe, follow everything on Clutch by Pearls Pod, everywhere on the internet. I don't know.
I don't know. We're different. Last chance for you two to fight.
I'm good. You did really good for the rest
of
the episode. I know.
I
you even said Orlando just now, and
wow.
I was like,
see? I remembered. And I even remembered that Casey Anthony was from there.
Okay, great.
I don't know if that was really impressive.
So glad we have that.
It was easy for you to remember the title of the book also because you'd heard it before.
I've heard it so many times. See, I have to hear things a couple times and then I remember. Yeah. I don't remember those names that you said from the ACOTAR characters, so.
That's what we're hoping for.
See? It wasn't even ACOTAR, so it doesn't matter.
See? It's all the same.
We're just going to slip the whole plot in over these episodes, and then we'll do the Patreon, and you'll go, huh?
It'll just be edits of y'all just telling the story, but in sentences.
I think I did one, and you didn't even notice, and you were laughing.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, like, subscribe, share. You know, it all means a lot, and we'll take it all. So, thank you for listening again, and see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.